Hey girl, what's up?
Hey!
Hi! Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby.
Where we help women become confident, to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Boom
shakalaka!
Yeah!
Hey!
It's Amanda and your girl
Shelby. Hi, good morning.
And you know, it's from Avid Artistry. Okay, so girl, today we're going to talk about time management, and what a day to talk about it.
Right.
Behind the scenes, we've been recording a bunch of content today. You guys will see it, but oh my gosh, we like broke down the day between me, Shelby, and Alexa. She just left and her birthday is coming up. So we got like,
happy birthday.
We time managed the F out of the
today.
Yeah, girl. So, okay. So how do you practice time management every day?
For me, I try to eliminate distractions. And also like, I feel like it's effectively using your time.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I used to think that I needed to do everything in one day. You know what I mean? Like back to back, go.
Run yourself ragged.
Right. And so, yeah, now I see that it's more about protecting my energy and all the things that I need to do. So if you look at my phone at any time and go to my calendar, it's all color coded. So I know who's it for, what does it mean? Like, what are we doing? And then like that also helps me with time management by like, no, I have this, this, and this. Like, sorry, can't get you in today. You know, kind of thing. Like, if it's the drop of a hat meeting. So, yeah, like, and that also gives me the power to say, like, no.
Yeah.
Like, setting boundaries. When I have time for kids with my husband, I have allotted time for work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anything that, like, overflows, I just try to, like, give myself grace and wait a couple days, and then that also just like my boundaries. I can say no and still have time for everything.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are some of your favorite quotes?
I have "The key is not spending time, but investing it" by Stephen Covey.
Yes, I like that. Okay, so I have "Every yes you give is a no to something else. Choose wisely." So you don't have to say yes to every single thing. If there's something else that fills your cup more or fills somebody else's cup that you feel like they need.
It's okay to respect and honor yourself. It's like you're only one person. You can only do so much.
Right. Your energy is your currency. Spend it with what grows.
Absolutely.
So, don't waste your time doing random scrolling.
Do things like perfect.
Oh, I feel like that's something I should put on my color coding. You know what I mean? Like from this time to this time, I'm allowed to just whatever.
Free time.
Yeah. So, yeah, my energy is my currency. I'm going to spend it where it grows. And also, managing your time is managing your life. So it doesn't have to only be work-related or whatever. It's personal. It's time with husband, time with kids, you know, like all of those things.
Absolutely.
Yes. So do you have homework for our listeners? Have you been doing your homework? You better.
So first, I want to say I have some tips. Kind of like you said, set clear goals, like measurable goals. And use a schedule. Like, we always talk about how schedules help keep everything flowing. And it helps you so you don't miss anything. And you're not stressing yourself. And then it hits 11 o'clock and you're like, oh, shit. I forgot to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And then you're running around last minute trying to squeeze everything in that you missed. So it just kind of helps you clear mind.
Yeah.
That way you're not scattered all over the place.
To add to that something with, okay, so like you all know, I went to Maryland and all the things, but school's also starting. I should have made time to enroll. Because tell me why I was gone. They were like, you need to enroll your kids. The cutoff day is the day you get back, and or the day after you get back. And I'm like, I thought I had time.
Like, I was doing physicals yesterday, and they were due the 1st. So, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just been a little hectic lately, so I need to
write it all down.
Yeah, don't skip anything.
All of it.
So learn from our mistakes. Help yourself.
Hey, we're all learning here. We're all learning and growing.
We're moms. We got moms, wives, friends.
And also, 10,000. Look at it like it's not lessons, it's blessings.
Absolutely.
Like us not doing that little part for the school, at least we're doing it at the beginning of the school year. So the next, 9 months or however long it is that they're in school, maybe we'll be a little bit, more on it.
Yeah. But for my task, I say set aside a focus hour each day to work on a task without distractions. That means no phone, no social media, and see how many days you can remain to do that in and see how being focused like that helps your mental, and let me know after a week how long you can actually keep that up for.
I like that. Okay, so mine kind of adds to yours. It's funny how we do that. We don't ever write these things together, what we're going to talk about. I just feel like it adds so much more value for you listeners when we fully dive deep and
just jump into it.
What are you talking about, Shelby? But mine goes with yours. So on top of that, write down your top 3 priorities for each day, only 3. Circle the one that you've been omitting or avoiding and commit to it first. And then also practicing no once this week, even if it's uncomfortable. And just see what that does for you.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's okay to say no.
Yeah. So, girl, I feel like we managed your time very well on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Did that. Thank you all so much for listening. And we're here to help guide you and all the things. A true best friend.